Good morning, church. Good to see you all. As you may have already heard from the church office, the post-COVID re-entry group has decided to return to wearing masks and physical distance while in the church building starting today. I see all of you wore the mask, except me. They graciously decide that I'm far enough not to wearing mask because to deliver clearly my message to you all. The decision was made after considering our local COVID data, as well as the recommendation of the CDC, Virginia Department of Health, and the PRG team from the conference. It will be difficult for some of you to wear masks, but we should be mindful that we are doing it out of love. As Wesley's general rules, do no harm, do good, stay in love with God. Thank you for your understanding and cooperation. Last week, we witnessed two tragic humanitarian crises around the world. Bishop Lewis asked the churches in the Virginia Conference to remember the call to join in prayer for those who are suffering by remembering peoples in Afghanistan and Haiti. Haiti, which is barely recovering from the 2010 earthquake, was devastated by Saturday's magnitude 7.2 earthquake, killing over 1,200 peoples and displacing and injuring thousands more. We can not only pray for them, but also help them through the AMCOR Disaster Relief Fund, which will be directly used for earthquake victims in Haiti. We will collect the donation for 4 weeks and send it to AMCOR. You can send the check to the church office or put it in the offering plate. The Virginia Conference will host a virtual prayer vigil on August 26, Thursday at 7 p.m., remembering the victims of this earthquake. The prayer vigil will be premiered on YouTube and VAUMC's Facebook page. We will also let you know the resources that the conference sent us for us to help the Afghanistan's refugees. Is there any other announcements in the body? I see two of you.
Good morning. September 15th, it's a Wednesday, our church is going to be serving dinner again at Parkview Missions. We are going to do chicken and rice and green beans, and Miss Ida has already gotten our dessert brigade busy making desserts. So just like last time, we need monetary support to cover the cost of the meals. We'll be serving, it sounds like, around 100 people, so the need in the community is growing. And then Tuesday night, we will meet here around 5:30 to do whatever prep work that we need to do. It probably won't be as much as last time because we did salads last time and this time we're not. But we'll need a few people here Tuesday night to have everything prepped so that Wednesday when we go All we have to do is slip it in the oven, get everything warmed up, and then we'll need servers at Parkview on Wednesday. I believe we started gathering around 3:30, and then we started serving sometime around 4. So if you're interested in helping, just let me or Mr. Bill or Angie Campbell know. She's our chef extraordinaire. Thank you.
Hello. Good morning. I just wanted to give an update. I finished my quilt. I looked at my pictures that I took when I started it. You need to turn it. There you go. I started it in 2017, and yay, I finally finished it. So it's one of those projects that's on the no longer need to do list. I am working currently on making new curtains for the room downstairs. That's the sewing craft room, Sunny Sewing Craft Room. And there is an interest, and anybody and everyone is welcome to come in there and use this room. I don't have to be there, just come use it for whatever you need to. And thank you.
Today's altar flower is given to the glory of God and in memory of Mimi and Steve Lane, given by Ella and Turner Lane. Thank you. Now it's time for the striking of the hour as we welcome the light of Christ.